I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA, a weekly broadcast on WXZY Radio. Each week I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop, only on WXZY. This week's program is called The Big Bank Heist of 1941. On May 14, 1941, four hardened gangsters held up the First National Bank in Eldred, fleeing with more than $5,000 and setting in motion a manhunt that would ultimately be concluded in Kane more than a month later. Somehow the robbers had heard that the Eldred Bank had no alarm system and chose their target on that basis. The ringleader of the hoods was John Carl Archer, 27 years old, of Chicago, who was shot and killed a few weeks later in a gun battle with FBI agents in Buffalo on June 1st. Edward J. Kern, 29, of Pittsburgh, was also involved in the job, as were fellow bank bandits Walter J. Davis and Francis X. Spindley, both 24 and from Buffalo. On June 30th, Francis Spindley and Walter Davis rolled into Kane in an old beat-up sedan with a loud muffler and a dying battery. When Mrs. P. E. Nelson, wife of the Kane police chief, saw the suspicious-looking Spindley and Davis draw to the curb on South Fraley, hastily lugging two suitcases, she reported the louts to her husband. Owing to the loudness and disrepair of their 1935 Packard, police ordered them to promptly take the car to the nearby Davis garage for repair. The vehicle's condition appeared that it was not roadworthy. From there, Spindley and Davis went to the Arlington Hotel, where they attempted to book a room for the night. Then they went next door to the Kane Depot, where they were also unsuccessful in sending a wire to Buffalo for money. They left that place and were believed to have gone into Evergreen Park, across the tracks from the station. About 1:30 a.m., patrolman Neil Fulmer was called to the intersection of Chestnut Street and Park Avenue, where a pickup truck owned by Rose Radio and Electric had crashed at the dead-end intersection. The delivery truck had apparently been stolen from the home of B.E. Rose on Beach Street around 12:30 a.m. At the urging of local police, who paid a visit to the Rose home, the elder Rose was relieved to find his 17-year-old son asleep and safe in bed. While plotting their next move and thinking they had been spotted by the cops on Fraley Street in the stolen delivery truck, Spindley and Davis sped down the hill on Chestnut Street at 80 miles per hour before crashing into the tree. According to the Kane Republican, a search was immediately commenced for the two men, one with a gash on his forehead. The man sitting next to the driver had his head jammed into the windshield and suffered a bad cut. In the meantime, borough police made a full examination of the Packard and found that the owner was wanted in conjunction with the Eldred Bank robbery. Spindley and Davis made it out of the wrecked truck and limped their way through Evergreen Park towards Birch Street, where they were spotted by Lyle Fay, one of the proprietors of the Kane Greenhouse. They then hightailed it back into the park and headed into the woods next to the high school, where Spindley said they came to a fence in the dark, and Davis was first to climb over, dropping more than 10 feet to the ground below. It was evident that they fled across the high school football field and dropped over the fence atop the underground storage house. The hoods then waited until daylight so they could make their way deeper into the woods, finally coming out at the road near JoJo. Despite taking care not to be seen, They were spotted by local farmer W.L. Lundberg, who had read about their exploits in the Republican, and he promptly called the cops. Patrolman C.G. Kelt, troopers Paul Longo of Kane, and Ray Machin of Punxsutawney, and County Detective Merle Dickinson sped out to JoJo to pinch the bad guys. In his confession, Spindley said he and Davis had been in North Dakota and Minnesota blowing their dough and headed back east when they ran out of funds. Young Norman Rose, who the cops initially thought had crashed the Rose radio delivery truck, reportedly spent the rest of the summer of 41 tooling around with his friends in a real gangster's jalopy that was riddled with bullet holes. Francis Spindley and another accomplice, John Simmons, were both sentenced to 8 to 20 years for their part in the daylight holdup of the First National Bank in Eldred that netted four unmasked gunmen $5,311. Spindley reported his share was a whopping $1,250. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.